Coming up now is Barbara Jennings and Bernie McDermott. So over to you, Barbara.
Thanks, Ronnie. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Barbara.
And you're going to talk to a little bit about us about quitting smoking. Is there any quick fix?
Quick fix, the key to success, Barbara, is you want to quit and you prepare yourself for it.
How do you prepare yourself for it?
Well, what we do here at the service is we work out a personalised quitting plan as part of preparation to quit. We discuss any concerns that the client may have, which, because it's normal to worry about coping with withdrawal symptoms, weight gain, stress, cravings, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So if you have like any slip-ups, and then it's quite common to worry about that, so definitely preparation is the key.
How would you prepare yourself?
Well, preparing yourself is decide that you want to quit and then making a quit date and walking towards that quit date.
Would you prepare yourself psychologically, for example?
Psychologically and physically, because nicotine is addictive.
Yeah.
Nicotine is highly addictive. That's one aspect of it. And then the other part of it then is the habit of holding the cigarette, lighting up the cigarette. So you have the two things to deal with. And then, of course, there's the emotional dependence on the cigarette as well.
Yeah.
Because you use them in stress and in crisis and to relax you. So there's that as well. So there's a lot of preparation.
Right.
It depends, too, on the individual. Like, you could be preparing yourself, like, for a couple of months, or you could be preparing yourself, like, quit date in 2 or 3 weeks.
I prepared myself for a year, Bernie.
A year, psychologically. Yeah. To it. I did something similar myself. It took me months to get up to the actual quit date.
Yeah. And are the packages available from you guys?
Not from the smoking service here. What we do here is, as I said, we discuss with the client the personal plan and we give the support. But certainly from the GP and the pharmacist, there's a lot of things like the patches, the gum, the Nicorette, inhalers. And what we do is we try to work out with the person what suits them. And it is about finding what suits you.
Do they work, though? Come on. There's nothing better than cold turkey.
Cold turkey. Cold turkey works for some people.
Right.
That's one. You see, there's different techniques. I suppose cold turkey is one. Gradually cutting down over a period of time and then stopping is another one. Picking the quit date and mentally preparing yourself for that is another way. And then, of course, there's hypnosis and books and CDs. So there is different techniques.
Yeah.
And it is about finding the one to suit you.
It's hard, though, isn't it, Bernie?
Well, everyone says it's hard. It's hard to quit. But
it's not impossible.
No. People say it's hard, but it's worthwhile.
Oh, it's the best thing I ever did, Bernie.
Really?
Oh, yeah, the best thing I ever did. A year and 3 months I'm off from now.
And did you find the health benefits of it? Like,
not really. I had been weaning myself off. I was on the tobacco. So I've been weaning myself off the tobacco for quite maybe a year while I sort of worked on the whole psychological aspect of it, telling myself I wanted to give up smoking for starters, just embedding that in my brain.
And what did you find was the most helpful thing for you?
Well, I found myself in a situation, I was having my operation and I was a day and a half in the hospital without a cigarette, and I said, today's the day. I might as well try. And that's all I said to myself. I might as well try it. I didn't put any big onus on myself or anything.
Yeah.
And I haven't looked back.
Yeah, I haven't looked back.
But I really, really want... I think the key to it all is really wanting it.
You want to do it. You prepare yourself to do it then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I had given up smoking loads of times before and gone back on them. 10 months, 3 months, 4 months.
And you always went back. You always
went back on the cigarettes. I found it very hard.
Relapse is a big part of quitting. And sometimes it could take 3-4 attempts, or it could take maybe 5-7 attempts.
But never give up.
Work, and I'd never give up. Try again. And that's one of the things that we do here at the service.
Where is the service?
We're up here in Derrindale in the Bell Building.
Right, where is that for folks?
Derrindale Bellcombe Village Centre.
Right, yeah.
And we're in the Bell Building there.
And what's the name of the organisation?
The Stop Smoking Support Service.
Support Service. So you give support to anybody who wants to give up smoking?
If they come in and visit the service, yeah, because we work through the North Side Partnership. And
yeah.
We're trained with the HSE, so we have...
All right, yeah, that's good.
Yeah, but I think what you said there about the health and you were sick in the operation, I think health is one of the big issues as to why people want to quit. And
oh, of course.
Looking at why you want to quit is a big part of how you'll go about it and how long it'll take you to quit. So it's one of the big reasons why people quit.
It's easier for some than others.
It is easier for some than others, Barbara. But you know what I was going to say to you? If you wanted to save €500 now for Christmas, you could be thinking of quitting now, because you could probably save up to €263 a month for just like from one pack of cigarettes a day.
We were talking about the price of a pack of fags here earlier on. It's atrocious.
It's huge. Well, it's 3,100 in a year.
3,000 a year.
And if you look at that in 5 years, 15,000, 15,500, like. Would you save that in 5 years? It's a lot of money.
Do you think more and more people are giving up smoking than previously?
Well, I think so, because we're seeing a lot more people coming in now, and with health issues and with recession and with the cost. And people are generally worried about their health and worried about the cost.
Yeah,
I think people are quitting.
And are more younger people starting? Are we keeping the nicotine growers and factories, cigarette factories, going like hell for leather still?
Well, they'll make their money anyway, yeah. There's always people starting to smoke, because really, smoking, half of all smokers will die from the habit, and half of them will die in middle age.
In middle age,
so
man.
Between quitting and people dying of illness, tobacco companies are always looking for new starters.
And have we banned all advertising of nicotine in this country?
Well, the advertisement, it's banned in a lot of places, and it's banned off like a lot of films and television, and then in the shops it's banned, and then the age of consent and the age of buying the cigarettes has changed as well. So it all helps towards keeping young people from quitting. The Cancer Society at the moment are doing a big campaign with Exhale around targeting young people to stop before they start, because it's preventable.
Well, what about young girls and their skin? Do they not realise?
The skin, well, you could buy a lot of face creams out of cost of the cigarettes. Unfortunately, when young people start, they don't realise the addiction, how addictive nicotine is.
Yeah.
How you'd underestimate the strength of the nicotine.
I don't think they think about it. It's meant to be like cool still. Why is it still cool to smoke?
We'll have to ask young people that.
Well, we will, won't we, Bernie? Because I just can't understand. I can understand years ago when people started smoking and they didn't have all the facts in front of them. And now it's just like people don't care. They just smoke anyway.
We didn't have the facts. And if you knew what was in the cigarette, you probably wouldn't put it in. But I think a lot of young people now are interested in sports and stuff, so they don't much. You know, it's quite positive, I think.
Yeah. Well, look, Bernie, where can they find you again?
You can find us up in the Darndale Village Centre
and
the Bell Building, and the number here is 877-1507.
Thank you very much, Bernie. Be talking to you.
Barbara, thank you.
Okay, take care. Bye bye. That was Bernie McDermott talking about quitting smoking. Over to you, Ronnie.
Okay, and thank you, Barbara, for that, and also Bernie.